Great.
Thank you. Yes. I would like to give the ASAP member a oral update on the DRM project. It has been just over a year since we last provided an update on this project in October 2019. And as mentioned at the time, the next step for the DRM project is to perform a focused outreach on the core model and to gather views and feedbacks for the board to decide the direction of the project going forward. We have started outreach discussions in October 2020, and we have selected about 25 banks, which given us a wide geographical and jurisdictional coverage. And we have also included banks with different characteristics in this outreach. And we considered their balance sheet size, the structures, the business models, and their current hedge accounting setups, as well as the environments they actually operate in. So the outreach is actually conducted through discussions with individual banks on a one-to-one basis. And up to now, we have done about half of those discussions, with more scheduled for early next year. There are a small number of banks who actually asked for a slight extension on the timeline due to their existing projects and existing kind of reporting timelines. But we do expect to conclude all the discussions by Q1 2021 and then provide feedbacks to the board by April next year, if everything goes as planned. It is still too early to provide any detailed feedback to ASAP at this stage, but there are a couple of common themes that were raised and discussed in the outreach so far, such as, one, the interaction of DRM model with different interest rate risk management strategies, or a combination of such strategies. More specifically, could the DRM model actually accommodate both economic value-based measures and earning-based measures? And two, how to reflect the interest rate risk management in the DRM model when the strategy actually involves ranges and the limits of possible outcomes. Three, also how alignment or misalignment should be measured when there are unexpected changes to the assets and liabilities in the portfolio. For example, any unexpected prepayments. And last but not least, the OCI volatilities generated by the DRM model and the banks are particularly interested in the regulatory capital treatment of such volatilities. So these will be discussed further in the remaining outreach, and we will then summarize them all together with other topics and report back to the board and ASAF at the future meetings. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there any need for clarification or just want to ask a question? That is not the case. Thank you very much. And let's take a 15 minutes break until, roughly 2 o'clock. Thank you. And I hope to see you in the next ASAP meeting.